Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick's a long-time guy, coming up on 13-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including Beyond the Wall of Resistance, including one of my favorites, Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant lament. And he's our good friend Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Also, Feedback Toolkit, second edition, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's a little Energizer Bunny of a book. I mean, the publisher doesn't market it that I can see, but it just keeps selling. I mean, it makes me very happy.
So. Yeah, as it should. I'm not surprised either. So, okay, you want to talk about putting your best foot forward in front of an audience. One person, 100 people, whatever, right?
Yeah. And I read this book a couple months ago called Talk Like TED. And this guy looked at the people who do TED Talks. And for your listeners, TED's an acronym for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, I think. At any rate, people, and he looked at what made him successful. Well, one of the big things is their presentations are limited to 18 minutes. And as I was reading that, I was reminded of Mark Twain quote. He said that no sinner was ever won over after the first 20 minutes of a sermon. And this guy actually has brain research to say that people just can't stay, you know, there. And I found it really helpful, and it helped me because I do a lot of keynote stuff and also longer presentations to think, you know, just because I'm up there for an hour doesn't mean I need to be babbling for an hour.
Well, yeah.
And what do I do? You know, and
I love the other one that I heard, like what Twain said. I heard someone say one time, the key to being a successful speaker is to be clear, be brief, and be seated.
I didn't know that one. That is great.
Isn't that good? And so, but you know, as a keynote speaker myself, as you are, people hire you to come and speak, and they say, you know, will you do an hour? I mean, so I've had them demand that I do 2 hours. And I said, man, don't do that. I wouldn't do that to anybody. Me for 2 hours? Are you kidding me? only my radio audience have to put up with that. But of course, when we're making 45-minute hour presentations, we're using some kind of graphics. But if you're doing just a speech, a plain speech, where you're just standing up there talking, no graphics or PowerPoints of any kind, more than 18 minutes is a long time, isn't it?
Well, it is, and he would actually go further than that, and he would say, if you're going to go more than 18 minutes, and he's saying, you know, that not everything, you know, is that need, that you've got to do something that gets people actively engaged, something that will break it up. He said, even by, like, putting a video in, but something that changes the pace of it. I mean, most speakers, because I work in corporations, I mean, most people just rely on PowerPoint, and they've kill people. Death by PowerPoint, and that death happens way before 20 minutes.
Right.
So just doing more PowerPoint won't help, but I think if you weren't using the slides and then went to, like, a really good slideshow for a few minutes, that might be enough of a refreshing kind of mental break. But I was amazed, you know, I think the last time we were on, I talked about this thing I call the energy bar, and I got it, and I was influenced by the TED Talk, and I was doing some things in Europe, so I got it down to my presentation, I think down to 15 minutes, and then 10, and then I decided I would do an animated graphic, and the guy who does the animation said, could you do it in 2 minutes?
Online video, 2-3 minutes is max.
And it was amazing to me what that discipline of having to do it in two and a half minutes, what it did for me, like, okay, what absolutely has to be there.
Yeah, when I do a presentation, I have a PowerPoint presentation with what I'm speaking about, but my slides are primarily kind of an outline for me and a little bit of a prompt for the audience. And in fact, most of my slides don't stay up more than 5-6 seconds.
Perfect.
You know, and they're gone, and I move on. You know, they're just, as I said, it's a way of prompting me to make sure I stay on track and that they see that there's some kind of order. So when we come back, folks, a lot of you, when you're doing this, you're not doing keynotes like Rick and I. Many of you aren't, but you're doing it in front of customers. So we're going to get Rick to help us with that after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.